Stay clean as a whistle, you think you official, we know that you not.
We know that you not.
Hop on the mic and discuss every issue, might take a few shots.
Might take a few shots.
Kick back and relax, don't overreact, it's only your thoughts.
It's only your thoughts.
Tell me is it facts, or maybe it's cat, we never gon' stop.
We never gon' stop.
Facts and cat, 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 facts and cat.
Yeah,
we back.
Episode Cody.
Episode motherfucking 2-4.
Episode 2-4. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Happy birthday to my boy A-Rod, man. Reoccurring guest, man.
Shout out to GOAT.
Shout out. Yeah, niggas is getting old, man.
Man, what a week.
Let's get it started, man. This has been a very interesting week in the entertainment business. And
where you gonna start, man?
Lil Baby's birthday passed. Let's talk about the good.
Y'all niggas really ain't my friends, bro.
Listen, I think Lil Baby probably still opening gifts. Hey, that nigga.
My birthday coming up, nigga. He done set the bar. I need y'all niggas at least come through.
He said, every time he opened the gift, you seen Lil Baby say, I got rich friends. Like, I seen a nigga, and I was like, I'm looking at his gifts, right? And I'm like, this is the worst gift I've seen him get, but it's still like anything that's like, I think it was like a Ferragamo jacket or some shit, like a bubble coat, like his. But then he was like, yeah, my nigga just got out of jail 2 weeks ago and he already getting me this. I'm like, all right, man, this nigga was opening gifts for at least 48 hours, bro. This nigga James Harden came through. He's supposed to be at practice.
Practice?
He ain't got no mask on. This nigga is supposed to be a camp. He done got this nigga $100,000 and a Richard Mille and a bag full of honey buns. I guess the nigga likes honey buns.
Y'all niggas ain't even got no honey buns.
The honey buns gonna hit. Damn. So then Jada, his girl, got him a 1 in 12 Richard Mille watch.
How many watches a nigga need?
They know, hey man, that nigga's baby is ex dope boy, man. You know, you gotta get that jewelry on. But, you know, so I think this is kind of going to be a trend today, but I think that he was getting so much love that, you know, some people just kind of got to bring shit down.
Niggas just like that hate.
So, I didn't. Have y'all ever heard of Miss London?
I heard Lower London.
I heard of her. I ain't know much about her until this week, though.
So, I didn't know nothing about Miss London. Or whatever. So
porn star.
I go, she's like a porn star, OnlyFans star.
You already know that?
Nah.
I just whatever. So
I'm gonna do research.
I went to her Twitter and as I see her trending, and basically it sounded like she done got drunk. And she basically putting it out there like, yeah, Lil Baby gave me the best dick of my life. He paid me $6K and filled me up with 1942. He came in the room, he ain't say two words to me. He just basically fucked me into the mattress. He pounded me out. So, you know, I guess Lil Baby has been in alleged cheating scandals or whatever before with this girl, and she keep coming back. So everybody's clowning. You know how it is on Twitter. And, you know, like, they're like, oh, she don't, Miss London don't even look cute, blah, blah, blah. I went to her page, right? Because I'm trying to see what's going on. And I don't condone cheating. But
if you go cheat.
Not even that. I must say.
She know what she doing?
Nigga. The skill. The work ethic.
The art.
The drive.
The drive.
The
she put in the work.
The passion. And all she do was ride dick. It looked like. I was like,
well, damn.
I was just like, God damn, what the fuck? Okay, so I was like, I understand. I don't think it's right. But I understand.
How do we know it's not right? This is my take on it.
Okay. So, wait, let me finish. Let me finish what happened real quick. So, because I don't think Isaiah knew too much about the story. So, at first, Lil Baby tried to deny it. Or he said something kind of in those terms of denying it. She posted up a screenshot of her DMs of him saying, I'm going to give you the exact words he said.
I know you're in London. I'm finna fuck you.
These hoes. So he DM'd her and was like, what's the point of paying you if you're going to do all that? you fucking the game up. If I pay for pussy and you don't supposed to speak about it, that's bad business, mama.
It was a business deal.
So that happened. People was thinking that he did it on his birthday weekend. So there's like, yo, your girl got you this expensive ass watch just for you to turn around and go pay some other bitch for some pussy.
That sounds like probably.
You know what I'm saying?
On the road.
Today or last night, I guess Ms. London got on Twitter and she clarified it. Basically saying like, yeah, I fucked the nigga. This happened. It just didn't happen when y'all think it happened. Or whatever, and she basically said that she was drunk and she was talking about a couple different niggas. So the situation ain't exactly what y'all really think it is. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, she posted DMs.
Facts. Like, she fucked up the game and her future clientele. Yeah, so
she did. Because
niggas still... Niggas done.
It depends
niggas
on
wipe the career
right,
stuff in.
You're right. You're
niggas
right.
Don't wipe the
China. It depends on that situation.
You're right. You're right.
She might have fucked up bad business for niggas that's in relationships.
Facts.
She's still gonna be out here fucking niggas.
Yeah.
But like, the niggas that's in a relationship, she might lose a few.
Yeah. I ain't saying that she's
the ones that are smarter about it.
There's a lot of dumb niggas in relationships.
Right. I'm not saying
how he gonna be like, how good her pussy gotta be. That nigga risk it all. I need to find out. I guarantee you.
What's your theory, bro?
I mean, I feel like, and I could be way wrong with this. I feel like maybe Jada to the point like, look, nigga, I know you're going to cheat from time to time. Make sure the bitch ain't going to say nothing. If you got to pay her, and that's what you got to do, just make sure I don't feel disrespected. Don't bring no disrespect my way. He tried to obey by they rules and fucked around and she fucking up the business.
That's what a lot of I've seen like just conversations with a lot of women. It don't really be the cheating that really killed him. It be the embarrassing.
Yeah, like just don't embarrass me, nigga. Like I know what you're doing. You think you're gonna be out on the
road? That's my thing. And that's the problem with social media. Like everybody is getting on Twitter and everybody got their opinion and they clowning her. Like, and you don't even know how their relationship set up. You know what I'm saying? You talking about rich motherfuckers.
We don't know if they fucked her.
Right.
This could have been a joint effort.
Or if he asked for permission. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, hey, that she just don't want.
Or they could have been on a break. They could have not been together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. We don't know what happened. So I just think that it's crazy how they was on. But Lil Baby, he tweeted some shit. He was like, you know what? At the end of the day, my good outweigh my bad. He too, like, he washed his hand with the situation, so
that's the best way to do it. Say a little, but say a lot and keep him moving.
Yeah, like basically.
She'll be on the track.
Yeah. Yeah, she gonna catch some balls.
London on the track.
I be fucking these bitches and they be talking that some bad business. That nigga gonna have some bars, so yeah, I can't wait for that shit. She gonna make the album though. Next, Floyd and Logan Paul, y'all. And this ain't not to mistaken it with Jake Paul,
the white savior,
the one who knocked out Nate. Logan Paul had been shooting at he had been on the internet shooting at Floyd a couple times. He's a famous YouTuber, of course. He's the brother of Jake Paul. He fought another YouTuber named KSI. He fought him twice and he lost. The first time was a draw. The second time was an L. So he's 0-1-1. He basically been shooting at Floyd. Because why not? You know, Floyd is a sucker for the bag. And Floyd accepted. I'm sure Floyd watched, you know, that Mike Tyson shit. He watched, you know, the Nate Robinson shit and was like, why not? These niggas made, you know, $50 a pay-per-view, $1.5 million subscribers. That's quick, easy money. You know what I'm saying? So the fight is set for February 20th. My thing is, it was a little bit of confusion. Like, people was like, what do you think? Do you think that Floyd should just go get the bag? Because fuck it, it's millions of dollars free money. Or do you think that it's like, damn, bro, like, have some respect for the game, for the boxing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what y'all think about it?
I don't want to see it. I didn't want to see it, like, him do that just because it's like, first off, you already proved your legacy. You're just, it's not real. You know what I'm saying? But when you saying respect boxing or have integrity or whatever,
yeah.
I feel like, in my opinion, Floyd Like, he's been robbed millions. Should he been?
He's been robbing people.
He's been robbed before. Like, or yeah. Boxing as itself has been a corrupt entity in itself. Yeah. So all the promoters been hogging the money and taking the money from the boxers. So
yeah.
You have an opportunity to make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Same like he did when he went to China. And
yeah, beat up that dude.
That little boy up.
So, in that aspect, it's your money, bud, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't knock a nigga trying to get a bag, but I just feel like, bro, there's a lot of people that you could fight and get that same amount of money. I don't know.
But
I mean, I ain't gonna tell. But if I was in his position, hell yeah, I probably would have did it too.
I think Floyd is done fighting professionally.
He's not gonna risk. He's not gonna risk to get an L.
Yeah, he's done.
Risk to get hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, it's boxing and one phantom punch. But this is the nigga who.
Yeah,
but I feel like you're safer. I feel like you're safer fighting somebody that's professional and that's been doing it than fighting some nigga that don't know what he's doing and. He just do some wild shit, a hit that's illegal or some crazy shit.
That was the risk for Conor.
Yeah, it really was. And then Conor was hitting him in the back of the head and shit. You don't really know.
But I do agree with you in the same way, the way the ref was protecting him against Conor. I don't know if y'all was watching that shit. Like, the ref was only talking to Conor. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he going to be sure to do everything he can to protect himself in that ring.
Yeah. I mean, he's the king of protecting himself. He's the king of defense.
I think I might throw 10
punches. I feel like this. Floyd, I don't want to see you playing around like you did with Conor McGregor. If you're going to fight this nigga, knock his ass out and keep it moving, bro. Like, waste niggas' money. Because, you know, I got a legal cable anyway, so I'm seeing that bitch for free. But my thing is, bro, knock that nigga out. Don't play. I don't want to see you 7 rounds playing with this dude like... Stop playing with your legacy, because the longer you keep a nigga around, the more nigga is one punch away. I ain't saying it's gonna happen, it's slim to none, but
how big is Logan?
He's big.
He's bigger than Jake.
He's taller than Jake.
Yes.
He's taller. They both got good body mass, like they're big dudes. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm like, bro. You need to knock that nigga out, bro. Stop playing.
When the last time
you knocked somebody out
though?
Who, Floyd?
Yeah.
Conor
McGregor.
Oh, yeah, Conor. And then the Asian dude. He knocked both of them out.
He did.
Yeah.
I missed
that.
I didn't even watch the Asian dude.
Was smaller than him, though.
And he was young. He was like 19 or 17 or some shit like
that. He was smaller than him. So. Young
as fuck. So.
But he didn't knock out Conor.
I forgot about that.
So we got Floyd winning that bout.
Yep.
Saturday, man. 8 o'clock. Keisha.
I should have cheated.
Light-skinned Keisha.
Light-skinned Keisha.
And Ashanti. That's the real light-skinned Keisha.
Who y'all got, man?
Yeah.
I need scores. I need predictions. I need feeling going into it. Expectations. Drama. Beef. Cordial.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I'm going with Keisha. But that's the underdog. I'm going with Keisha, though.
Underdog? I don't think she's the underdog.
I feel like she is the underdog.
I don't.
I feel like Ashanti got the bigger hits. So, and that's why I think that everybody I've been seeing is saying Ashanti. You know what I'm saying?
Seeing it mixed.
Everybody I've seen is saying Ashanti.
Older people I heard, like people older than us, I see a lot of Ashanti. People our age and younger, Keisha just for relevancy.
I don't think it's because of relevancy, though. I think that Ashanti got a lot of big features and...
Not enough her own hits.
Yeah, like, I don't know. She got hits, but no, not even the feature. It's like some of the features, like, I'm interested to hear how she's going to
play her hook. That's going to be it.
Because it's like she might do a hook.
Ashanti got a lot of just hooks, too.
No, that's what I'm talking about, Ashanti.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my bad.
I'm talking about Ashanti. Keisha Cole has ballads, like, of her own. Like, her hits are her... All of her hits are mostly
got a lot of just
my first songs.
But I mean, everybody I've ever like with verses for the most part, Pit has been people bring the energy, and I feel like Keisha energy is gonna be the type of vibe I want. But I damn sure want to see Ashanti on there though.
So y'all want me to run off the track list that we found on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with Ashanti. Foolish. Baby. Rain on Me. The Way That I Love You. I don't remember that one. What's that?
The Way That I Love You.
Oh, yeah.
That was her last big hit, I think.
Yeah. Rock With You. Oh, baby. Happy. Only You.
That Only You.
They got Unfoolish featuring Biggie. I don't know if that need to be on here. take that. But like, what's love with Fat Joe? Like, she's not really, you know what I mean? She's not really on that, like that. Southside, that was hard. Shit. Movies? I'm not sure about that song. Always on Time.
I should.
Does she got a verse on there?
She do the vocals.
She do the hook. But what she gonna perform, the hook? That's it?
She can say the nigga part.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what. But so she's gonna have a
that's actually her vocal. Hey, so this might be a quick verses if we do it like that.
That's
how she playing
this song. That hook and repeat.
Okay, so
gonna loop it.
Down for you. Down for you. Don't let them.
Don't.
Good. Body on me. Still on it. Want it. Need it. You know, future implies. Never should have. I got it. Say less with Ty Dolla $ign and Nasty with DaBaby and Meg. So I felt like for the first 12, 13 was strong. I feel like both of them kind of going to be around that same range. Like, you know, you get to about song 15, it's kind of. So here go Keisha. I should have cheated.
One.
Love.
One.
I remember.
One.
Trust and believe. Stop. Play your cards right. Heaven sent, let it go. I changed my mind with Kanye. Last night with Diddy. Give it up to me with Sean Paul. Trust with Monica.
She was gonna give it up to me.
You complete me. I've changed with Jaheim. Boyfriend / girlfriend. I don't know that one. I just want it to be over. I was about to sing that shit. That's my shit.
Oh, okay.
Take me away. Should have let you go. You change games, pain with the game. Enough of no love, featuring Lil Wayne. I Ain't Through, featuring Nicki Minaj. You, Remy, and French Montana, and Ami with Kalani. That was a good song, Ami with Kalani. I actually didn't think she needed to be on there, actually, though. But
so yeah,
it's gonna be a tight one. Cause we're gonna have some fillers.
Yeah.
They gotta mix that in. They just gotta mix them in.
Yeah. But it's like, if you a Keisha fan. I feel like in any verses, they're going to play an album cut we didn't expect. Everybody always does.
Facts.
Everybody always does. Everybody's going to stick to the,
hopefully
the
it's
top 20 songs.
Hopefully, you know? It's replacing a just song a filler in filler here.
A filler for filler.
But the one thing, I don't really see them playing too much of the wrong thing, because they're going to play all their hits because they have to.
Yeah, they have to.
They have to.
Yeah, you're right.
They have to. Like, if like Keisha Cole doesn't play I Remember, niggas is going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with her? Like, she ain't trying to win.
About Nelly.
But Nelly had over 20.
Yeah.
Just he played. He just was tipsy.
He has like a strong 10 to 15 where he was like great. And then I felt like he's... Especially
Nelly had 20. He probably was just right at 20, though. Where Ludacris will only get you 25. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just say it's possible that you... Well, you're right. They don't have the option to skip.
Yeah.
They don't have the option.
They got to play everything. Gotta play it. So,
that being said...
Like, I'm looking at it, and it's more featuring Ashanti's, where she's not, like, just singing.
I'm leaning to Keisha, man. I feel like Ashanti's gonna win the battle she's supposed to win. I feel like. First five, or the strong five.
Mm-hmm.
So, it depends how she play it. It's either going to be a early night or a late night. Like, if I'm Ashanti, I'm just spreading them. Spread your five.
Yeah.
Lose three, win. Lose three, win. It's because you just win like four in a row. Then you just
and then
lose.
You out.
You out. That's not, it might look worse.
And like I said, once they hit, then we like, okay, this is a hit. But
if she gets back out there,
what's love got to do? Like that, like you're just singing a hook.
Then she play a song and Keisha play Remember and it's like, oh shit, Keisha got big gems too.
What's your song number 20 be for her?
For which one?
For both. What's your song
number 20? Oh, the go out song?
Love. Love and Foolish.
I like it.
Love Keisha and wins. Foolish. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Foolish is hard, bro. I was listening to that shit today. When I get stand to be you. I was like, oh no, she went crazy on this nigga right here.
I'm telling you, whenever she played last night, I don't give a fuck what Shanti played.
Like, I might take my shirt off in the venue, nigga.
If I told you what I'm gonna be out there singing. So
I don't know where I'm gonna be at when this is on, but I'm
It's gonna be 8 o'clock on Saturday. So shout out Corinne. I might be at your house or some shit. I might be at Corinne's house.
Oh god.
So yeah, that's all we got. Meek Mill. Matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna call this segment?
What's up?
I'm gonna call this segment, in this segment of Read the Room.
Read the Room.
Read the Room. So, who you want to talk about first, bro? You want to talk about Meek or you want to talk about Cardi B? In this segment of Read the Room.
Let's get Cardi. Shouts out to Cardi.
All right. So, Cardi, I guess she was like, I don't know if she was in a store or online. I don't know. But she posted on Twitter, like a picture of a purse or something to that nature, saying, hey, y'all, asking Twitter, like, hey, y'all, should I get this $88,000 purse? And they lit up into her ass. And my response to that was, read the room. You should have known that they was going to be on your ass asking that. So they was like, you know, people were saying, you know, man, we don't give a fuck about no $88,000 purse. All those kids out here, you know, that opens up the door for all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And in response, I think I seen her put up a picture of her, like, donating a donation or something.
She basically said, anybody... She'll match any charity.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
for anybody
yeah, yeah,
to do it, she'll match it. She'll basically say,
yeah,
like, I'm not just somebody who just buying shit. I also do charity.
Yeah.
Which leads me to say, I agree. Read the room. You're going to post that, you know what to expect. People, yeah, we're in a pandemic. People are losing jobs. People, well, has all those reasons why they're not excited about you splurging.
Yeah.
But, with that being said, hold that thought.
My bad.
Peabody, man.
Peabody, man. With that being said, I just, for the life of me, can't understand why people care so much about what celebrities buy.
Facts.
And it's just, like, will literally ruin their day.
And you want to know what's crazy about it? A lot of the times, they only do it with women. Because, like, why nobody say that for a little baby's birthday? When he's opening unlimited gifts of...
You should donate all those gifts. Yeah. Like, where's that, Andrea? It's just stupid to me, bro. Like, I don't get it. But with that being said, she should read the room. Because if she's going to have to, like, double bag and do the donation, she shouldn't do that then. Yeah. With me, she should say, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all. I do my donation.
I worked hard for this. I do what I do all year. Give back however I choose to give back.
The opposite side is like, that's fine, but why are you tweeting, what should I get this purse?
Because she thinks she's, you know, still she's a regular person. Let her be regular online and just leave her the hell alone.
No, shit. If you ask a question, you can't get mad at a response. Yeah, I'm not mad.
What I'm saying is devil's advocate. She put that out there. It's not like she just walk around with the purse and niggas is like...
Yeah,
she put it out there and you're, it's a weird time.
It's almost like tempting.
I ain't saying it's necessarily right that it's that way. But it's this way. And like I said, I named this segment, Read the Room. So, like, you got to know when you're doing this, the backlash you're going to receive. Just know it. You might not give a fuck, and that's fine.
But you know what I think? Think about half the people that said that got that scammer money and that shit just ran out. So they mad they can't go get them one.
I can't speak on. I don't know. I don't know who the audience was of this telling. Because I'm sure the audience that got the scammer money...
No, it ran out. It ran out.
I don't know, man. I mean, that sounds good. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I don't know who the audience was.
It's a hater spirit to me, man. I just don't get it. Like, bro,
I just don't like nobody telling somebody else how to spend their bread.
Stupid, man. Like, go get your bag. Don't worry about that.
So, on the next subject of Read the Room.
Oh shit!
Meek Mill was in Atlanta in a Rolls Royce. And you know, if you've been in the city the last year, the water boys is heavy on the block. These niggas Trevor Waters. They might, I've seen some pictures of niggas that's a little aggressive, you know what I'm saying, with the trap. You know, they gorilla pimping out here. And I've seen some that's, you know, well respected, mannered up, you know, it is what it is. So, Meek puts up a video of like 6-7 kids up by the Rolls Royce. He gave him $20. And they saying, man, me bless us, man. It's like 6-7 of us. And he like, man, split it. And he's recording this. And he posted it. And he's telling them to split it. And he's also saying to them, you know, like, get you know, stop touching my car. Like, get away from my car. You know what I'm saying? So he was trending for a while with that one. What y'all think about that?
Read the room.
I only got one issue with it.
Posting it.
Recording.
Don't record and post the shit. All right, bro. If you want to give him $20, say, hey, man, look. This is all I got on me. Cash. Or even if he had a pocket full of money. Like I said, you gave something. It does, but don't post the shit. Now you look like you trying to clown them, but you look like the clown.
Agree 100%.
Yeah.
That's you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. So, I'm watching Mozzie. You know, Robert from Sacramento. Mozzie was on the block with a Lamborghini truck, right? Little dude pull up, come up to him and was like, hey, man, is that a Lamborghini truck? That's my dream car. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, man. Hop in it, man. Hop in it, man. Touch it, man. Come look at it, man. He's like, man, you're going to get you one day, man. What you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What you want to do? He was like, I'm a YouTuber. Like, he got some money in his hand. I'm assuming he gave a little boy some money. He's like, man, he tagged the boy YouTube page and everything, showed him love, let the boy hop in the car. I ain't saying that's what Meek should have did. Like, of course, it's 6-7 niggas. I'm about to say, I ain't saying that's what you got to do.
And the other thing, the little boy didn't notice who he was.
Yeah,
he didn't. He's like, oh, Mozzie. He was like, oh, I heard of you. Like,
yeah. So, the thing that I got, the difference...
Be damn, I would say with me, six little niggas in my
the problem I have with me, I think me come from a old school perspective of like where niggas is like, you know, like it's kind of like a tough love mentality, like niggas work for it, like you know what I'm saying?
I show you and then
yeah, like, I'm gonna give you this dollar and I'm gonna preach to you, like, hey, nigga, I only gave you a 20 because niggas gotta work harder, ain't nothing for free, like that's what Meek is. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna bust them niggas with 200 because he's trying to show them niggas tough love.
I think it's like niggas, whoever grabbed 100, they ain't gonna split that.
I think it's kind of like an old school perspective where I think like the kids nowadays, like every generation is smarter than a little bit advanced, more advanced than the next one. So these kids ain't really gonna appreciate 20 because they can make that 20 in a couple minutes selling water. But my thing is, one, I think the recording obviously was wrong. And I just felt like we could have, if you was going to do all that on the camera, but you could have gave him some game or something. Like, don't just tell niggas, get away from my car. Like, tell these niggas, hey, man, it's December. Y'all out here selling water? Y'all niggas need to go get, like, some rakes and go get some leaves up or something.
Probably got cursed out for that, too.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, but that's understandable, though. Like, he's saying,
but hey, you give him another way to make some.
Yeah, like, it was like, if you going to give him a dub. And you got to give them some game with it. Like, if it's 6-7 niggas, you know what I mean? Like, you pulling up in a $500,000 car, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I respect the fact that you gave him some bread, but yeah, just the recording, bro. You was out of pocket. You asshole for that. And me, he just makes shit difficult. You know what I mean? Like,
trigger finger turn Twitter fingers.
Yeah. he's like the T.I. of his generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, these niggas get along.
That generation ain't too far.
Yeah, but he's a T.I. like a generation ahead of him. You know what I'm saying?
I know it's close, but I'm just saying it's.
Yeah, so. I don't know, man. Another news. And the same thing, like I said with Baby, you know what I'm saying? JT been getting a lot of love on the internets lately. You know what I'm saying? Yes. People been thirsty over, including myself. You know, she been having nips, lips, all kind of shit. Her birthday the same as Lil Baby's. So, she, you know, she was opening gifts too. And Nick started digging up her old tweets. And it turns out JT is like me. She's a Twitter nigga. And they pulled up all her problematic tweets. So I'm going to give you a couple that she said. I don't even know what this. I guess I know what this was supposed to mean, but this one was wild. This was on July 19, 2017. I wish R. Kelly was here with me right now. I know he would get me right.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It's like your pee on.
So this was on August 2nd, 2015. At the end of the day, Future got 1,000 kids to worry about. Fuck Russell and that punk ass hoe.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that was when Falcons was popping. So that's around, you know, 15 was like Drake and Future's year. So that's when shit just got with Russ.
He knew it. She was just saying kid is well taken care of. He has other ones that he need to worry about.
Regine has me blocked on here from a long time ago. I don't give that fat corny hoe a break. This was
the Wayne feature.
11/16
wasn't getting that.
Listen to this one, y'all. This was in 2012. T.I. and Tiny's relationship is pure. She's not even pretty, but because he loves her, it makes her beautiful.
What's wrong with it? And she was just tweeting. She was getting her jokes off.
Well, the problem with that is that she was dealing some of them criticism too, and it's like, yeah. I wonder how she feel now.
Yeah,
when now she in that public life, people, yeah. You got thousands of people making jokes about her, and Tommy probably sipping her tea. So it's just kind
of
like,
wait, I just found a thread of all her R. Kelly tweets. So this is going to elaborate.
They got a whole section of her tweets.
I want to get raped by @R. Kelly. One of my followers is a faggot. He look gay as fuck too. Might as well just come out the closet. R. Kelly voice. Man, listening to R. Kelly got me like, where he at? I want to be in a cult. R. Kelly songs make me horny. That rape man know something. Fuck me good and don't let me go outside. Fuck me good and don't let me go outside too. Shit. R. Kelly. She was the show on the hot ass fucking R. Kelly. I don't know what that means. But yeah, she was going crazy. I seen one where she was like, fat niggas stink. Like she was in her bag with some of the teeth.
That just shows the times have changed.
Yeah, Twitter's a different place, bro. So she deleted her Twitter and made a new one, allegedly. I seen her on Instagram posting that, like, follow my new Twitter.
Does she got an OnlyFans yet?
Listen. If it's over $5, you might have to count me out. But anything under.
She got a 30-day free trial.
I'm on my little baby shit.
That R. Kelly discount.
Yeah, man.
Promo code R. Kelly.
So then Young Miami.
Miami.
I guess she was like, why you just sounded like faggot? What am I following?
You can't say that. You can't say that. It's 2020.
What's going on, bro?
My bad, yo.
I'm trying to take off.
That was the inner demon in my body, bro. Damn. That was the demons in my body. Chris, beat that out.
That sounds crazy too, nigga.
Chris, beat that out.
I said beep.
Oh.
Beep. Not beat that out, nigga.
F words and beat it out. Demons in me, bro. I need Jesus, man.
Beat that motherfucker out. So, where we at? That was around like 32 minutes, Chris. Go on and beat that motherfucker out. Anyway, so,
shit.
Young Miami. She tweets, your pussy ain't good if you ain't never been pregnant.
Facts or cap?
Is that facts or cap?
Facts or cap?
That's too serious of a topic, dog. Because everybody, it's a lot of
every hoe you ain't got pregnant.
Speaking of that.
What I'm saying.
One of
so you saying my
beat that out. Beat that out.
Beat that,
beat that out. That's the name of the episode. Beat that out. So look, before that,
we talked about
abortions. One of her funniest tweets was, it was a picture of a finger holding a little baby fetus like this fucking small, right? And it was like when he asked you to come back with proof of the abortion. Beat that out.
Hey, this episode ain't coming out till Friday, bro. I'll just edit it. We gonna have to do this shit.
This is not the episode we advertised.
So anyway, was that facts or cap with Young Miami's logic, y'all?
It's facts or cap.
It's cap because some women can't get pregnant with love too, so it ain't about their pussy. So I can see why they get upset about that one.
Yeah, that's cap.
That's cap.
That's cap. And some people just protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I got the IUD or I got the damn birth control.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you say if a nigga ain't nutting you.
Yeah.
That might be a little bit more specific. You might, get, you might be swinging towards the pendulum of truth now. Goddamn. But
Miami just a little project. A little thing. Project.
Everybody around her
probably
pregnant.
Probably everybody around her been pregnant. Obviously, JT has. She put up that tweet. So, I mean,
she's slaughter gang.
Slaughter gang. Shit. Murder gang. Shit.
We tripping.
I just want it to be over.
We gotta do this shit over.
Hey, remember on Twitter when they had abortion hashtag abortion clinic songs trending up, and they had "Escape." You're my little secret. Oh. And they had all the abortion music on there. Y'all remember that shit?
There ain't nothing to cut that bitch, y'all.
Yeah. Bro, they had all them shits trending, bro.
Tori Holcomb had the funniest abortion joke.
Oh, Lord. Give it to us.
Real quick, the bitch.
You telling the joke. Leave it out. You telling the joke.
That's the joke. He was like, the bitch was just got the clinic. She got in the car and was playing some like 50 Cent. And she was like, he turned down all that music, all that killing music. And then Tori Holcomb said, bitch, you the only killer in the car.
Hey, yo, we ain't putting this one out. We gonna hold this one in the tub.
This hold for about 23 minutes, bro. We
just I'm gonna say that for a different episode, bro. That's too much.
Back into
F bombs and goddamn abortion.
Back into, you know, hip hop in jail. Hip hop in jail.
Bombs and abortions.
Casanova, you know, they unsealed. Casanova. They y'all good?
Yeah.
Casanova, his indictment was unsealed.
Okay.
And I didn't see Vlad's name in it, but I seen where in the indictment it said that basically they're looking at, you know, his interviews and stuff off various things off of social media. Where basically they got proof of like his violence. This one was from a Vlad interview where they said, but they didn't say Vlad. They said it's multiple different interviews, but where he's talking about, they're trying to prove to the judge he's violent, basically not to let him out. And he was talking about how when he was in jail, he stabbed 12 people and blah, blah, blah. And he's talking to Vlad or whatever, which had Vlad trending. And you know, the popular theme is Vlad is the feds. Vlad is the feds. So, facts or cap, is Vlad the feds?
Yes. But these rappers telling on themselves at the same time.
So, what is the feds? Like, because obviously he's not a fed.
He's leaking. Like I said, if they come ask you for, oh, here you go, I got it.
Is it obvious he's not?
This is my take on it. I've seen a lot of Vlad interviews. I watched an interview where he said that basically that there's been times where the cops have asked him to turn over shit, and he said no. That's the only way that he can, he said he's willing to do that is if he gets subpoenaed, because then you have to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Sounds good.
As far as that, I don't think he's the feds. Now, do I respect some of the narrative of his questions? No. But the most responsive, like the most, the people, if we're blaming anybody, it's Casanova. Casanova's like that. The thing about it is, I watch a lot of Casanova interviews. He's a good interviewer. He got a lot of personality. He's very transparent, and that's his problem. He talks to everybody in his interviews like that. He talks too much. That's part of the New York bravado, though. Like, I notice a lot of people from New York, they just talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just talk a little too much. Now, mind you, they also said some shit that came out. Casanova had 6 wiretaps where they got proof of him, and they subpoenaed Instagram, and Instagram turned over his account because Instagram owns your account. This nigga allegedly was in the DMs telling niggas, yo, like he was basically drug dealing, like telling niggas, yeah, go over here, do this, do that. And it's on Instagram that he agreed to give like the gang a percentage of his hip hop profits. and blase, blase. So my thing is, I don't think Vlad is the feds. I think Vlad, his integrity is in question. Like, we could question his integrity. And he's a white man in hip hop, you know, saying like.
So the DMs is the new nigga don't hit me in my next old church.
I guess. No, that's just stupid.
It's the new one.
That's just stupid.
It's the 2020 version.
Niggas is just stupid. I think his integrity.
Don't talk to me about working on DMs.
Yeah, bro. I think Vlad's integrity is just in question because niggas could be in there like Pee Wee Longway and just say, I'm not a crip. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you don't have to ask these questions. Matter of fact, let me give you an example. I got a link. This is AR App, who's also been
from Philly.
From Philly, who's already guilty. He's just waiting to be sentenced. Listen to this nigga, bro. Listen to this shit.
Serious situation. Like, I'm assuming you know who the person is. Actually, that sounds very personal.
Actually, I never really found out who shot me because I've been into a lot of shit, so I keep it all real. I robbed a couple niggas. Took some bricks from some people. Recently, right?
Recently.
I was selling some crack.
Nigga, the feds, bro. And, it sounds like an interrogation.
If your favorite rapper is going to talk that freely to Vlad, what they going to do when the real feds is around?
I think ARM is a stand-up dude. I just...
No, he talks too much, too.
He talks too much.
They make him...
Look, Vlad didn't make that nigga say... That nigga said recently.
No, I said make you feel comfortable.
I feel like Vlad, academics... If I'm a rapper, I would assume they're working with the police at this point. They just...
Why?
Cause.
I'm confused. Like, what makes you think they're working with the police? You think academics is working with the police?
Yeah. Yes.
I need an explanation.
I believe that, well, Vlad especially, but a nigga like academics, the whole reporting on hip hop shit and how you have access to all these rappers, like the hip hop police, this is just a new generation of hip hop police, essentially. As they're working with hip hop. But now it's just they incriminating people, capturing all that stuff.
But see, like, but is that working with the police, or are they just putting out content and the police?
We don't know.
But like the little baby one. Did you see that? Well, he Vlad had asked this nigga a question, and little baby literally was like, "How do you know that? Like, you doing? Yeah, you doing?
Okay,
like,
so you're when digging. I seen that interview. That interview's old as fuck, right? I'm not trying to cover up for Vlad. I'm not." But I've seen Lil Baby say that previous statement in a previous interview. And that's where Vlad got it from. And I just think Lil Baby just didn't realize that he said it. Because because when I find out about a new artist, I dive into them. I look at their interviews, I look at everything. Beep that out. So when I seen him say that, I was just like, you know, it is. But as far as like the rappers, like, I just feel like if you don't say anything, then it can't be investigated. So at the end of the day, that's on you. You go on these platforms, you know what Vlad about. You know what type of question he's going to start from your beginning. He's going to ask you about your upbringing. He's going to ask you what's the craziest street shit you've been through or whatever. I think Vlad is trying to just get content for his page no matter what the integrity base is. As far as working with the police, when y'all say working with the police, I'm thinking like the police is telling him, hey, we're looking at this dude, hand us this over, or, hey, we're working with this dude, ask him these type of questions. Like, I don't think that's possibly what's going on.
But outside,
there's been nothing shown that leads me to believe that. All I see is just rappers being stupid.
Outside of conspiracy theories, I do think the onus of responsibility is on the rappers. Like, yeah. every rapper that's been on there haven't been indicted.
That's like people when they was... What was it they was doing? Where they would take all the niggas back to their hood and all that shit?
You said what?
That, who was the other one?
21 Savage?
Yeah, like 21 Savage on there. Migos was on there.
That white dude.
That would take
over? Nah, when they would go like to your hood.
It's
one where he's like, niggas scared to get that. I'll beat one of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, you talking about, that was,
Vice.
Yeah, Vice.
Like, that shit right there really, like I said.
But then again, you agreed to do it. That's like what rappers love to do, bro. Come to my hood, shoot a video. When that nigga went over there to the Migos, they were in a fucking country club, bro. He went over there to a country club, and them niggas had AKs and shit all out in the open in that video, whatever. Now, mind you, they were younger at the time. I'm sure they probably wouldn't move like that now. But if you think about that, this young, this white nerdy man, he's the feds? Is he the feds? Or are niggas just not moving right? I would say niggas ain't moving right.
It's a little bit of both to me.
I don't think
it's if it comes out that Vlad's working with the feds, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm leaning towards.
I mean, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm so shocked. But do I think that Vlad is working with the police? No. And to leave, just because I haven't seen anything that's led me to believe that he's working with the cops. I just think that rappers know that platform and they know the type of questions he's about and they know that they're trying to come up, you know what I'm saying? Because maybe they can't afford to get to, they aren't popping enough to get to like Breakfast Club yet or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. So you know what type of questions, right? Because nobody ever has a problem with Sean Cotton and Say Cheese and he does the same type of questioning. You know, that's his platform. Say Cheese is the same thing as Vlad. He's just black.
Say Cheese sound like some fair shit.
Nobody says nothing. And you know what? You're right. But nobody says nothing about Sean Cotton. And he's got over 1 million subscribers just like Vlad. They're around the same
thing. I guess I'm about to go watch it now. It's the first time I heard of that nigga.
Go watch Say Cheese. Sean Cotton, he's big.
Say Cheese.
He's like in competition more like with No Jumper because like they get artists while they're on the come up. Like, they might have 50,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not all the way there yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, No Jumper had XXXTentacion before he got there. They had,
I ain't ready yet.
They had Tekashi before he got on there. So, it's like, that's kind of like they
what's the audience.
So, I don't know.
What else we got, man?
We got one more. Well, we got two more. A Boogie just got arrested, and his charges are serious.
Bro.
So, from what I've seen, it was A Boogie's birthday yesterday. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, and he was at a club in Jersey, in northern New Jersey, and it started because he allegedly backed out, his driver backed out and hit somebody's car, or rear-ended somebody's car, actually. They rear-ended somebody's car, actually. And they were in the middle. The dude was saying like they were in the middle of switching insurance information. This is right outside the club. And then a fight broke out. I don't know if it was A Boogie's people. I guess what it sounded like they were trying to allude to, it was A Boogie's people. And a shootout ensued and a girl got shot. And she didn't die. She didn't have no life-threatening injuries, but she was shot. Somehow, I guess they got enough witnesses, got enough people to go and get a search warrant for A Boogie's house. They get to A Boogie's house. They find guns, all kind of guns. Matter of fact, let me see if I can. They found four guns. A .380 handgun, a Glock 40, a H&K 9mm handgun, and a Smith & Wesson 9mm handgun. They found hollow point bullets, which you can't have in Jersey, and various high-capacity magazines, which you can't have, as well as marijuana, hashish oil, edibles and drug paraphernalia commonly associated with the distribution of controlled dangerous substances, prosecutors say. And it's linked back to Gwinnett County somehow. I just thought it says the boss was arrested following the search warrant, as was Quashawn Hauger, a 33-year-old Buford, Georgia, employed as his personal security. So his security got locked up in Jersey and him.
That might work in his favor. Security guard, take the gun charges. Everything is his. Gwinnett. That's in Georgia. If he's real security, the guns are to him.
It don't matter if it's in Jersey. You can't bring guns across state lines if you ain't got no carrying permit.
Well, if he's security, he should.
Nah. You like in certain places, you could be security, but you might not have the act. You got to still have the necessary license. Like.
But I'm saying they could work that.
They would have never took him to jail if he had the carrying license, and then they already had 9mm. They had hollow points.
It was the guns. It was the guns and the drugs. If they had one or the other, it might not be as bad.
Jersey, but
you can have weed. You have weed.
It's like no exception.
Yeah,
they got like mandatory minimum. Look at Flexible Birds.
Yeah,
it's like 3 to 5.
But yeah. I'm saying with that license, well. if he has the license, and it was
if he had a license, that he wouldn't be in jail.
That's what I say. I think it's you know what I'm saying? With the amount of
drugs. I ain't trying to say this is still all alleged.
You got money, you know, whatever, whatever. But I'm just saying it's like first, somebody go to jail. That's just first.
Some probably both of them.
But yeah, you gotta move smart, man.
And then it's just like, you know what I think though? Cause I can't think that if anybody knows that he just left the club on his birthday, the party was for him, and that a shootout ensued with somebody in his camp, I would be assuming that he would go home and get rid of all his shit.
Maybe they thought nobody
knew. So I'm assuming that maybe he wasn't nowhere around it and he just gets the blame. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. The rapper was there, they get the blame. So he probably thinking like
got called.
Yeah, I don't do shit, but he wasn't expecting no warrant to be there the next day. Probably, so.
Either way.
I don't know, man. Y'all got to understand, man. Y'all are targets, man. Y'all rappers. I don't know, man. I know y'all probably scared of home invasions and shit, man. Move right, man. If you going to get security, get real secure. I'm not saying this nigga's not real secure. I don't know. I'm going to say y'all going to get security. Invest in yourself, bro. Get real security. Get real. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be in Jersey. I don't know if A-Boogie's a felon or not. But, if you're not in Jersey, you can have guns. I'm pretty sure it's more loopholes to go through to get a gun in Jersey than it is in Georgia. But, man, y'all rappers got to start moving smart, man. Not leave the street alone, bro. So, yeah. Prayers up to A-Boogie and Casanova, man. I hope y'all boys get out. I hope everything, you know, works out. In more funnier news, Boosie is suing Mark Zuckerberg for $20 million.
On the gram.
Because he, you know, he's saying that he lost out on a lot of business because he, you know, all of the followers he had, they took his page away. And he was saying, like, there's other pages where people have done more and they got their page back. He can't get his page back. He doesn't understand. He tried to offer Zuckerberg $100,000.
You can't just make another page?
He did, but of course it's not gaining as much traction. You didn't have the same Instagram for years and years and years, and now you gotta basically start over from scratch. You know, it's hard getting that following back. Like, I thought the same thing, and then I went to his page and realized I wasn't following it. So I'm like, well, you know what?
Oh, you the clone, Boosie.
Yeah, like, I was like, damn, you right. Like,
well, so, I'll tell you one thing. That is not the nigga you were trying to go to court with. You got money on money and lawyers on lawyers.
Maybe he's just trying to get it.
He's just trying up enough to just be like, hey, man,
I'm just going to get you paid.
They're going to throw that out because Boosie don't read the rights and agreements like we all do when we sign up for Instagram. That's not his page. Mark Zuckerberg knows that page. That's why they can subpoena people like Casanova and give his page over because he doesn't own that page. Instagram owns that page. The owner of Instagram's on that page. So it's his right to delete your shit. Now.
Damn, one of them DMs y'all for diving in?
Yeah. I don't know.
They sick. They safe.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I'm just subpoenaed.
Good luck, Boosie. But you sound like you're going to waste a lot of time and money. And if Zuckerberg is really an asshole, he's just going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it until he probably like, I don't want to keep putting no money into this. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, but I think eventually he'll probably just get his page back. He'll be like, man, get Boosie off here. He'll probably just tell Boosie, slap on the hand, look, this is how you're supposed to do it. Stop doing this.
It's the last time, Boosie.
Yeah.
It's probably not even Mark Zuckerberg. It's just somebody else there just like.
Probably offended from the shit he does. So, I don't know.
Board of directors, like, yeah, we had fun with him.
Yeah, Zuckerberg probably might not even know who Boosie is, to be honest with you.
Boosie.
Little Boosie. Anyway, so you know, it's time for that. Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey,
all right, y'all ready?
Sir,
Jessica loves her husband of 10 years, but over the last few years, he has become less desirable. He has gained 100 pounds, and Jessica has tried everything she can think of to get her husband to take better care of himself. Would she be wrong to move on from him in the marriage? Or would you consider that shallow?
Go ahead.
If she's doing it for his health and she just sees that he just don't give a fuck about his life, like, I don't really think it's shallow. She may be doing this for, like, for his health and want to see him do better, not just because the nigga gained a little weight. Like, nigga, you gonna die. I plan on spending the rest of my life with you. They may not have kids. She wanna have kids. That nigga might not be around if he keep gaining.
What if it's about weight? Like I said, less desirable though.
I missed that part in the question. Less desirable than
I said initially. Jessica loves her husband of 10 years, but over the last few years, he has become less desirable.
Okay.
And he's gained over 100 pounds.
I think that's where you should have a talk in your relationship. And shit, niggas got to make decisions. And hey, why stay somewhere you don't want to be? If you know you tried everything and you put all your effort into it and shit ain't changing, don't waste that nigga time. Because either you're going to cheat or you're going to leave. I'd rather you leave than cheat.
I'd rather you leave than cheat as well. But they ain't boyfriend, girlfriend, or there in a marriage.
Yeah. You that's know, what I said. You got. I'm not saying one well, time. I'm talking about.
I'm just saying maybe if it desirable. Like it's been 10 years.
They've been married for 10 years.
10 years is like, man. At some point, it's like, man. That's who you with, man. They let themselves go. I mean, it's like. I think you just got exhausted before.
But that's what I said. She's tried everything.
If you've done everything.
I don't know. I just. I don't know.
You feel like it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would say. Yeah, if you're married. It's going to be a tough conversation. But maybe you should just be honest. You should sit them down. Maybe you cook them a nice little dinner, healthy dinner.
That might not be the best
option. A healthy dinner at the crib.
Where am I bringing
it? If you about to have a take like that, a talk like that, nigga, you better get that nigga big ass Cowboy State.
Listen.
Make sure you butter that nigga up.
I'm going to say this. This is what I'm trying to say.
This is the cookie that got me this way.
What's wrong with you? Listen, what I'm saying is, and I'm saying this from a perspective of, I think that a man should be able to say this to his woman too. Because I know we talk about double standards a lot. So let me say this. This is from both perspectives. I think that if it's getting to an issue where you're not sexually attracted to your partner anymore because of the way they letting themselves go, you can't just say, look, man, you gained 100 pounds. You're not cute no more. Like, I ain't really fucking with you. But you got to find ways to get through to them. Like, you got to be like, look, this isn't the man I knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to know, are you going through something? Are you depressed? Like, is there something I can do? Because I want better for you. You know what I'm saying? That's where you bring in, you know, this isn't healthy. Listen, I love you, but we got to work this out. We got to get this off. Something. Yeah, like, you got to say.
That Ben and Jerry's, that new flavor. Go get that gallon. Bring it over here. We talk about it. I don't know, man.
That's why I said.
You got to say it like, you got to, sometimes you got to. You got to put the medicine in the candy, you know what I'm saying, to get through to people. So
is she shallow for leaving now?
No. Because if she don't leave, she's going to cheat.
She's shallow for leaving if it's just because he's less desirable.
But the question says she tried everything. She's done everything to try.
So, I mean, it's shallow, but shit, so accept it. If I'm shallow, I'm shallow. I'm shallow in certain places. You feel me?
I don't know, man.
People be saying shit like, it's the personality for me, you know. I can't you gotta be cute. I gotta be attracted to you to be with you.
I just feel like
that's shallow, then.
But I just feel like you 30 years, the person ain't gonna always look the same way. People get older, change.
That's facts.
So it's like
it's been 10 years.
I'm just giving
you 25 and 35, it's like, hey,
you get married.
I still got some good years left in
it. It should be deeper than just physical attraction. There's shit you should be a physical attraction.
But desirable doesn't just mean physical. Like that, the physical can make everything else you do now, I just don't like. Like,
yeah.
It's just.
Think about you getting 100 pounds, you might be a little bit more sloppy or maybe. Because think about it. Okay, so I've been 250 and I've been 205. At 250, clothes don't fit right. I just be like, you know what? This shit, like, when I'm 205, when I'm light, I've noticed that I take more time into my look. I like the way my clothes fit better. Your confidence is better. Your sex is better. everything is better. So when she says you're desirable, I mean, that's common knowledge, right?
I just fucking with you, bro.
So I'm thinking like, when I'm making this question and I'm thinking less desirable, I'm putting all that into the equation. Like, she's unhappy in multiple facets of the relationship.
I agree. Sometimes what you sign up for.
Yeah, you did get married.
I'm not saying, but you don't give up easy. Like, this shouldn't be like a 1 month, 2 months. Like, you got to give enough time and go through.
10 pounds?
Hell nah.
Yeah, me personally, I wouldn't even let my girl get to 100 pounds. That's just me.
I mean, me, that ain't going to be it.
He's going to be gone before she get
my girl, no. 25. No, I'm gonna be like, baby.
Did I tell y'all? Give me the ring.
No, I'm gonna be like this. I'm gonna be like, baby.
Not the onion ring, baby.
Beat that out. Me personally, I'm gonna just tell my girl. I'm gonna be like, hey, baby. Let's go to the gym. Let's work out together.
By force, like shit. Pressure.
Look, picking up a little weight. Come on, let's work out together. Let's do this together, baby. I'm with you all the way. I know you ain't happy with that weight. Let's do it.
I say that to say this shit. I ain't getting divorced, nigga. Fuck that.
What if?
I don't care.
Oh, nah. I mean, it don't matter. Now, I was going to say, like, what if it's not like a choice? What if it's like some type of
medical? Well, that's different, man.
Medical
thing.
You
know what I mean? That's different.
But the same. But it's the same. It's the same.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, I'm saying it's the same desire. Like, the same lack of desire. You ain't gonna, like, you just...
Not really. I'm gonna tell you why. Because if I'm watching you, basically, like, you just eat yourself away and you sit on the couch, and you got time to really go work out or take care of yourself, and I just see that you're losing, you're just letting yourself go, that's where it becomes undesirable. Because it's like, damn, like, you just... This is just how you feeling? Okay. Now, do I think that there's probably a deeper issue to that?
Now, that's,
yes.
That's another reason.
That's why you sit them down and you talk to them.
But if they're depressed or they're going through something like that, I think
I think at that point, desire is not your main concern. Like, you getting... I feel like you getting their mental health, their mental stability, or whatever is going on, getting that right, essentially probably helps them out. Their desirability. Like say if it's like I'm getting your mental health right, I'm telling you, hey, look, babe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I noticed over the last few months you've been letting yourself go. I know you've been going through some stuff, so I'm here to pick you up, whatever. Let's go talk to somebody, blah, 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 blah. I think that the natural reaction, they would probably, if they're working on themselves, that's part of it. You know what I'm saying? Whereas to like somebody's physical, like an ailment or something, that's different. It's like, I can't tell. I'm not. Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people do now. But me personally, I'm not going to be like, I probably wouldn't find them less desirable because I know that they're going through an actual physical ailment. You know what I mean?
And I mean, that's what a marriage is. If you can't have a marriage and have those type of conversations, you shouldn't have got married.
Mm-hmm.
It should be some shit at night that you might got now. Roll to your side of the bed. You just not. Y'all don't talk tonight after that conversation. But you gotta respect it because they was honest.
Yeah.
Next up.
So, all right,
Benny.
This is a interesting question right here. I thought when I made this one. You need a wingman for a date with a bad thing that you met at the store.
Chris.
Her friend is bad too. She got an extra friend. You have three friends and you can pick one to occupy the friend. Which one do you pick? One, the friend that asks, where the hoes at? And always ends up being shot when you got the hoes.
I know that friend.
Two, the friend that you know most women aren't attracted to. But he has a great personality and great conversation.
Yeah, me too. The jokester.
Three, the friend that always gets the girl in bed, but you know he's going to ghost her right after.
Got that friend too.
All three.
Hey, bro, why you guys just put names on this shit?
Nah, I'm playing. So, which one do you
who
pick?
Who y'all got?
How much do I like the girl?
I don't care.
She She bad. So you trying to, you know what I'm saying? You just trying to get some quality time with her.
I ask that to say is,
you don't really know. You just met her. You trying to get quality time with her, but she's saying like, you know, I'm bringing my friend along.
I say that to say, though, depending on how long I might want to mess with her, like after that night, yeah, will be my answer. So if she's bad, I'm just trying to hit it one night.
But this is your first interaction with her. You met her at the store. Let's say she says, "Hey, my cousin from out of town is with me. Do you have somebody that could be that?"
Friend number three.
The friend that always gets the girl in the bed. Okay, not out of town. Because that did make the answer kind of easy.
Okay,
I want to make this difficult. Let's just say my friend is with me.
Because if it's good,
my friend is with me. My roommate's with me.
What's option number two?
She's my friend.
What friend is that?
Most women aren't attracted to, but he has good personality and conversation.
I'm going to get two. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get two over three and one. I say that because one is going to fuck up the pussy.
Yeah.
He's going to fuck the pussy. Her cousin going to get mad. And be like, he's like, man, nigga, just, and then we're going to leave. Three, he might get the girl, but if he ghosts her, that's going to cause problems for me later if I want to mess with her. So two, he might not smash, but he going to hold her attention. So they might just end up being cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but that can hurt if I only fuck the girl.
Yeah.
But she bad, so I'm gonna take that chance. Two.
All right, let me tell you why two ain't gonna work
For
long term.
Yeah, I said that. I'm gonna
two,
take that
two is for long term, right?
Yeah, two is for long term.
Wrong. Two, long term, right? He gonna hold her attention just enough. But at the end of the night, you ain't gonna get the ass. He ain't gonna hold the attention long enough. Got a nigga that can take her, get her away, like my nigga number three. He gonna occupy her enough to where you could tell her everything you need to tell her. You can spend time. You get the draws.
Number three.
Number three is gonna make sure this girl is non-existent. She don't even know that she has a friend no more. She gone.
I think number two can do that. He just not gonna smash.
Not that long though. It's a matter of time. Them jokes run out. Number three, okay. Then that breaks you closer with that friend. Look, man, I really apologize for my friend.
But then you vibing with number with her?
Right. So then that's when you make it cool with the friend. Like, hey, I apologize.
Man, that's not
my dog. My dog. I don't even know.
No. What type of nigga is you? This is the homeboy that done dog my homegirl?
Yeah, he incorrect. I'm gonna tell you what this is.
We
can talk about this shit. That nigga said he told me you was wrong. So I'm gonna hit my Stephen A. You're wrong, and here's why. I agree with David, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because one, first of all, I ain't got no time. If the friend is too shy when Shawty come around, then you're basically on a date 1-on-2.
Yeah,
I don't have time for that.
Problems.
And he's embarrassing you.
Embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying? And she probably like weird. Your friend. The friend is probably looking at you like just lame ass nigga. Now, mind you, Brandon. I noticed when Brandon's perspective, what he's saying, it sounds like Brandon's trying to fuck on the first night. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was the point of this.
No, uh-huh. When I wrote this. Okay,
that was the mindset.
I'm not saying that he's wrong for trying to fuck on the first night. I'm not saying that.
I thought that was the point.
I'm going like this. Me, if I get a bad little vibe.
And that changed my answer.
I'm willing to put in work. Work,
yeah.
So I'm not saying that I don't want to hit the first night if it comes I might have to put in a little work.
Gotcha.
What I'm saying? So I'm thinking.
Gotcha.
Worst case scenario, I'm putting in work. You got to go from there.
Worst case scenario, I might need another night.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You're telling me, right?
So,
go ahead, my bad.
My bad. So, number three, the friend that always gets the girl in the bed, and then he ghosts her. That's cool if you got guaranteed ass that night.
That's why you
get. If you don't got guaranteed ass and you don't know, I wouldn't get him because.
Can fuck up your shit.
Yeah, she's gonna be like, oh, this is the type of niggas you associate with.
Damn, friend three got pussy, you did it.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, niggas can put niggas on the friend and they done got the ass before you did. Before everybody did.
Hell no, nah, friend two. They might get
friend two.
I'm calling one before I call three.
It might be awkward.
Motherfucker.
It might be awkward at first to friend two. But if I know that this nigga can break the ice with conversation, he's gonna be a gentleman to her.
It's the wingman. Yeah. Who's the perfect
one? He's gonna occupy her time. Let's be honest. We're being like the wingman is there to benefit you.
You.
Let's just be honest. That's really what it is.
What Joe,
number three's there for.
Nah, number three's there.
Number three is to benefit him.
So it was like that could backfire because it's like that nigga might be like that. His track record might be good, but that could be more like what's more likely to happen. Number two, to hold conversation. Yeah. That's like almost guaranteed.
Facts.
He's that nigga ugly, but he's funny, cute. Like I could just. Number three might be like, ooh, that nigga aggressive or whatever.
Yeah, he might try it, right?
He might try it.
He might get offended.
It might blow it off.
Because he's trying to
It's more hit or miss.
I got you.
There's more risk.
This in real life situations after we...
Like, one is all risk.
We got enough beeps.
Three is risk reward. I feel like two is like that perfect medium where he might not end up being good that night. But you...
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the best combination. If you can mix two and three together.
Something like that, I guess. All right. Last one. Cousin Sticky from last week.
Cousin Sticky Fingers.
Sticky still got the goods, man.
Yeah, he's selling purses and shit. You know
Shouts out to Burton.
All right, so Cousin Sticky, y'all roommates now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Scandal.
So he's currently upstairs with a bad little vibe from the club.
Vibe the thing.
You know what I'm saying? His girl been blowing his phone up. He ain't paying no attention. She pulls up.
Oh, shit.
His car outside. You know what I'm saying? Everything's normal from her POV, so she think, like, you know, I know this nigga here. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she comes to the door. And you know if she goes upstairs, it's getting ugly. So my thing is, do you help Sticky out and find a way to get this girl to leave, or do you let her go up there because you don't want to be part of the situation?
When you say help her out, does that mean I can just not answer the door, put the chain on the door, or does she have a key?
So, the car out there.
I know the car out there. That nigga, he looking for Sticky. Him and mom, they went shopping.
That's not what you just said.
He's back from the club, so it's late.
No. To clarify, you said like not answer the door, pretend you don't hear nothing.
Yeah,
that's different than.
Can I do that? That's not the option though.
It's
either
saying,
let her in or divert her.
Let's just say that you were asleep. You know you upstairs with a vibe from the club. Somebody banging the door. You answer it. It's 4 in the morning. Somebody beating on the door. You answer. You like, man, what the fuck? And it's her.
Honestly, this is
what do you do?
What do you do? Now you got no option.
Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me go get him. I'm going and I'm grabbing the bitch that he has, taking her to my rooms at Ace.
I'm suspicious already, right?
What, let me go get him?
If the girl, that's his girlfriend, why wouldn't you just let her in? Why would you be like, hey, stay right here, let me go let him know. You're basically giving a dead giveaway that there's something but not normal going on. He's not answering the phone. And then now she can't come in until you tell Sticky.
Okay, first off, all right, you already let me backtrack. I'm not opening the door. If I look outside, I see it's her car.
Let's back up. Give him an option. What are you doing? Are you helping or are you?
Yeah, that's the question.
My first option, I'm helping.
So you're gonna try to do
whatever. I'm gonna try to do whatever I can. Like if I can look out the window, see it's her.
That's more.
Like, hey, Sticky. Question. She here. Who the fuck is her? Hey, if you ain't trying to get hurt, fuck it. You better come in my room and act like you with me.
Okay, Jess, what are you doing? You helping Sticky out? You diverting?
If I'm in a situation like that where I don't know if it's necessarily gonna work for me to help him, and Sticky didn't inform me that, you know, about this situation. Like if Sticky was to be like, yo, so and so hit me up, this is what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to tell the girlfriend the wrong thing.
Okay. So basically, you're saying if you're not prepped.
Yeah, if I'm not prepped.
If it's just random.
Then I might just have to take the L. Now, I can try. I might try. I might be like, hey, Sticky ain't here. He with his cousin at the club or something. But if I feel like she kind of knows what are. Like, say she's like, I know Sticky here. He ain't answering the phone. What can I do? Is Sticky didn't prep me.
No.
I'm saying I opened the door already.
So it depends on where you at.
Yeah.
If I'm in the position to help, I will.
This is the position, like we said, it's 4 in the morning, you asleep.
That door open, fuck I'm gonna do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Close
yeah.
the door. No matter what you do, that's yeah. why it's not really the option. That
she
point.
Banging on the door like you gotta
but,
let her in.
But if you heard the car pull up or something, and you see me,
yeah, oh of course,
I'm running. No, no, no. In the room. Let me go. You got this. That I feel like it's more give you an option to answer the question.
Of course,
because some niggas might be like, man, I'm not even finna like put myself in. But if you got an option, you see her coming, do you go warn? Well, of course, you don't warn sticking, but.
I'm gonna go knock on the door and I'm gonna talk to the door and be like, hey.
That's no real option.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I made it, like, that's why I'm making it from the perspective of, like, the door's been open.
Alright, so let's just say, like, let's just say, like, it's the spot, right? The spot, the slide door, nine times out of ten is open. And I see it, and I know it's too late. Shit, I'm still asleep.
Yeah, I ain't
saying shit. I'm gonna come out of the room, like, man, what the fuck going on?
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
If I know I can
fuck act. You want me to do at that point? I ain't Superman.
Sticky. You should have prepped me about that. Or you should answer the phone, nigga.
You
put that
on yourself.
Sticky
situation, nigga.
Sticky, you could have texted her. First of all, Sticky, why you ain't take her to the hotel or something? Like, Jesus Christ.
Park your car down the block.
Your girl
or
looking
shit.
For you, like you got a bad list.
Yeah, he should have prepped you at that point.
Yeah, if you prep me, then maybe I can do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? But
see, I seen the situation where so Sticky. Y'all had a party.
Mm-hmm.
Sticky in the room with a girl. Sticky girl walking the party, and she looking for Sticky. Now there's like three rooms. Sticky girl knocking on the first door, knocking on the second door. You on the steps. You can tell. Would you tell? Would you lie for Sticky then? So you on the steps walking up, and then you see the girl about to go in, and you like, oh, you looking for Sticky? I don't think he left. He's not here at the party no more.
He made a store run, I think.
And now you got the risk is she the Sticky girl can be like, alright, and dip, or she could be like, let me just check this room, I don't believe you. Do you make that choice now? That's 50-50.
I would do that.
It's worth it.
I would do that. Unless it's like I don't know. Cause like it depends. Like if I really value her friendship, like say we super cool,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I might just be like, I don't know. Like, is she like, where's Sticky at?
No. She's not asking you. She
see. No, I'm saying looking. She checked she's, both, and I'm walking down the steps. Yeah. And she's like, is Sticky here?
Yeah.
I'll be like, I don't know. I just came from my room, or I just came from the bathroom or some shit. So I don't know.
You just play the whatever happened.
Yeah, before. I don't know. Now, if it's... If
Sticky live a hard life.
Now, if me and her ain't really like...
No, I think Sticky did, bro. I've seen
him. If me ain't really friends like that, I'd be like... Sticky, I think he just went to the store or some shit. He went a while ago though, so I don't really know where he at now. I couldn't tell you.
Shit, I might ask her. Shit, where's Sticky at?
Nah, that ain't gonna work.
You seen him?
I'm finna find out. Yeah.
That nigga supposed to get my beer 30 minutes ago.
Check taking L's finally got me an M.
I'm so glad we ain't got no friends like Sticky.
Put you in the crazy
situation. Who was Sticky back in the day? Keep them names quiet. Beep it out. Alright.
Pax and cap. Alright, so let's shouts out to Kid Cudi. Man on the Moon 3 dropping tomorrow.
Not listening.
Oh, wow. Well, that got me to thinking. You might not be a fan, but he's prolific with the trilogy.
Of course.
So that got me thinking, what's the best trilogy in hip hop? You know, you got TN 101, 2, 3, Kanye West series, Education series, Graduation, College Dropout, Late Registration,
Blueprint,
1, 2, 3, Life of Times, Shaw Carter, 1, 2, 3. Whoever.
Personally,
come on, man.
I'm just going Lil Wayne,
Carter, 1, 2, 3.
I'm stopping at 3.
Hey, yeah, you can stop at 3. A lot of people got doubles. Yeah.
You said 3.
Yeah, we got the best.
I'm running with Kanye.
We got the best.
The Education series.
Trilogy series.
Nah. The Education series is probably the best to me.
Carter 1, 2, 3.
Carter 1, 2, 3 might be next. The Blueprint 1 and 2 was really good, but 3, I didn't really like 3 like that.
Diamond's first no one hit. Empire State of Mind.
New York. That Alicia Keys song. I mean, I can see why you love this song. You from New York.
Shouts out.
Do you think I gave a fuck about New York when it came out?
Hey, welcome to Atlanta.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just that saying like New York wasn't something. I was like, man. When I heard New York, I was like, man, Sean finally got him a number one. Like, niggas was just like, okay, you know what I mean?
I got 100 guns, 100 clips.
Then it was like a super poppy song too.
That's the
like,
New York anthem.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so you got
to hear my like my block or some shit from Jay-Z.
You got
or some shit. I got Kanye.
Kanye.
I got,
you got Wayne.
I think Kanye got the best got? Trilogy. Cuddy. I'm trying to think of other trilogy.
I ain't heard the third one yet.
Sound like you already want to get to him.
Nah, man. Come on now.
Who you got?
In that scenario, definitely Kanye West.
I'm trying to think. Let me see if I can Google real quick. Hip hop trilogies, like.
Because most people got two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I show us Game, Hurry Up and Drop Documentary 3, because that would have been my second answer.
Yeah, you said Game would beat 50, so I don't know.
Oh, I said God. What?
You said Game would beat 50.
Your loved one gets in a bad car accident, right?
Uh-huh.
And they need some pain meds, like real bad pain meds, but you know they got an addictive personality. Cousin Sticky, you know he got the plug.
He got those Xanax.
You give them. They in pain though, like, and they. Facts of cap. Is it? Are you responsible? If you get like, are you responsible for that? To give them.
No. That's cap.
If I know they truly in pain, I'm gonna give it to them. But I'm only doing that because if they don't get it from me, they're gonna get it somewhere else. And I know you're truly in pain. This is what I'm giving to you. I said, hey, this is it. I'm going to give you this week's supply. And I'm going to give you your supply daily for 7 days. After that, look, I'm going to watch you. But I'm telling you, this is all I'm doing for you.
But that's what I'm saying.
They're going to get it regardless.
Are you going to be responsible to like to fix that habit now? Is the responsibility on you? So if you decide
to do my, I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure that they're in the house and I watch them to make sure it doesn't happen. Because I know if in that meantime and they're hurting, if they don't get it from me, they might get some fake shit on the street and they got fentanyl and they're going to die. At least I know they're getting with the real shit.
No, I'm not doing it. Let's count. Just because, like, if we go by what he's saying, I'm going to give you 7 days. Let's say that they get better. They're still going to go. If they have an addictive personality, you're not going to be around 24/7. They're still going to go get something. And that just defeats the purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do whatever you need to do, but at the end of the day, and then my thing is, what if I give it to you? Like, what makes you the expert? Mm. Like, you can say, oh, make sure they got fentanyl, but you don't know. So you get it, or you don't know if their body can handle it. So you give them some shit and they die. Now that guilt is on your conscience. You feel me? I'd rather not. I'd rather, like, if the doctor says, look, what I'll do is if you're still in pain, let's go. I'll take you to the doctor again and be like, yo, doc, this, whatever you prescribed there is not working. She needs more. We need an alternative. That's what I'll do. But I'm not finna go holler at Sticky and go get some fucking Percocets or holler or get some shit off the street or go get some or do whatever I need to do because I'm not a doctor.
Let me make it clear what I was saying. It's going to be some shit that I already got. That was prescribed by a doctor, not no hot shit.
Even that, I'm not taking that chance.
But I mean,
the doctor might have gave you something for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like it is what it is. Like you, I don't know if there's any medicine that's just gonna take your pain away fully. It sounds like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, me personally, I've never had medicine that just gonna fully take your pain away. It might make it more bearable. But you might just have to thug it out. And so I'll take you, if worse comes to worse, I'm going to take you back to the doctor and we're going to try to figure something out.
It's tough.
That's
never,
it for me.
Never I can't want to see your loved ones in pain.
You don't, but I can't, but I definitely don't want, I'd rather see you in pain than dead. That's how I look at it, me personally. So I'm going to let the healthcare professor, because at least if you die, we can sue. You know what I'm saying?
Facts of cap.
Hey, nigga, you said a whole lot of real shit. And I was going to be on your side to this.
I mean, that's real shit. My guilty conscience or suing the officer for the bag?
Or the bag.
Which one you want?
All right. You find out somehow cousin Sticky, he got the plug, the political plug. And that nigga, you know, connected, man.
We gotta bring Uncle Sticky on here, man. Sticky,
Icky. I just say, for argument's sake, you find out that the election was rigged, right? Would you care?
Hell no. Nah.
If the person that, listen, the person that you wanted, without like allowing your.
Don't think about Trump.
Just think about it. You find out the election is rigged, and the person you wanted, the person you voted for won, would you care? Facts or cap?
No, because it's been getting rigged for years at a time, and the person I didn't want to win won.
So you don't care about democracy and the idea of the voting?
Nope, I got one this time. I mean, I'm just saying, like, look at all the voter shit, the suppression in Florida and Atlanta and all this shit that been going on. I'm watching my people stand outside for hours, you know what I'm saying, sometimes in the rain, just for y'all to bullshit. Then they stand up all night, granny out there till fucking 1 in the morning, she been in line for 6 hours. You think I give a fuck that this time it went for me? Mm. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? This is America. Okay. They gonna find a way around some shit.
So, alright, go ahead. I'm gonna come back to that.
I'm just saying, there's always some shit. So, hey, this time I just figured out it just wasn't your turn to goddamn. Yo, you ain't do enough to scam to make sure you won.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, fuck. Hey, I know I did my part as a citizen. Regardless of win, lose, or draw. If I did what I was supposed to do, whatever else happened. It's gonna happen.
We lost, did we like make an outrage? Like, did we go crazy? Listen, I did my part, and as long as I know I did my part, I'm good.
Has a Democrat ever asked for a recount?
No. They all, like, when they succeed, like, when they lose, they keep it moving. Like, Jimmy Carter.
Has a Democrat ever asked for a
recount? They lost after their first term.
Laws, it depends what you mean. Like, has a Democrat done what Trump has done?
They concede.
Nobody's done what Trump has done.
What he's trying to say is, do they concede? Yes, they can. They all have conceded.
Every president in history has conceded.
Except for him.
Like I said, and George Bush, he fought it, and he ended up winning. That's how it
goes. I mean, he won terms.
No, I'm talking about
Florida.
Oh,
the Florida thing. But, I mean, he went through the proper procedures.
But Trump's doing that right now.
I mean, he's going through the proper procedures, but it's just not working.
Niggas looking at the paper for 5 seconds and say, hey,
it's not the fact that he's doing the proper procedures. That's fine that you can do the proper procedures. That, I'm sure that happens all the time. It's the narrative that he's putting on Twitter where he's saying that, like, it's fraud, but he doesn't have any proof that there's fraud. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. So, what was you about to say? Was you about to say anything?
Nah, it wasn't going to make no difference for you.
I really wasn't going to say because you ain't
no white patriot American. What's going to make no difference?
Because you're more in the political side of it. So let me hear you.
Yeah, because the fabric of what you don't want is half of America feeling that they got cheated. They have no faith in the election. Because what's going to happen is that can lead to a coup. That can lead to different political shows.
Basically, you don't want Republicans feeling like they got cheated.
No, for people to feel like they
got cheated. Because we felt like we got cheated, but we just had to suck it up and keep it moving.
We're not I'm talking about half of America. We've never been half of America. We've been 13% population black people. I'm talking about all that red and some of that blue in the middle of America. Yeah, that feel.
You're right. He was right with your assumption. I don't know.
That's what I said. You wasn't worried about this.
Y'all, I don't give a fuck that y'all feel away.
I can't never let my coworker watch this. Yeah. Fuck her. All
right, in the name of I got one more, man. This is.
I got one after that too. Go ahead.
Should WNBA players be paid more?
No. I mean,
I'm not gonna say no. Look, go get your money.
And this is my only reason why. NBA players are paid the way they're paid because they're bringing in the crowds. They're bringing in the sponsors. Their money is coming from endorsements. Everything that comes around it. They bring that. It's like a business. It's a business. You telling me Chevy, right? Gonna bring in. They pay their car costs one amount, so their employees get paid one amount because we're gonna go higher up. CEOs get paid one amount because that's how much they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me, Bentley is supposed to bring in the same amount, get paid the same, but they're bringing in bigger amounts of money.
Bigger points.
Yeah, like that. From a business point of it, that's how I'm looking at it. Not because you're male or female. It's because the amount of
or woman.
Re- No, male and female is how this was brought up. So,
no. It's all about that. We got to get your sister on the show, man. And so she could cuss this.
I didn't call a woman a particular woman.
No, the last female. Like six episodes. Like the last six episodes, every time I watch it, and I'd be like, a woman? He'd be like, nah, female. Everything is a female for him. Like, he hasn't been like.
Because I was taught male and female.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know that big a deal until recently. Oh, and it's like you go look at certain stuff, they still say
the F word. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
Pay.
Is I don't even know if the WNBA turns over a profit, bro.
Yo.
I'm just being honest, bro. Like when you start measuring in like concession stands, the amount of seats you got, like all that shit, the lack of people that come to the games, like the salaries that you're paying and shit, like are they turning profit?
So should we support the WNBA more?
I think that we should support the WNBA, yes. But women don't even support the fucking WNBA. Let's just be honest. A lot of women I know that love basketball, minus a few, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see them tweeting about fucking Maya Moore, and I mean, you know, she ain't played, but like, just for example,
that's probably what they were tweeting about.
Yeah, like, I don't see them.
The one time she ain't played.
Yeah, I don't see them tweeting.
She fucking.
Yeah, I don't see them tweeting about, you know what I'm saying, people like that, Candace Parker's and shit. I don't see them tweeting about that, but I sure see them tweeting. Oh, LeBron! No. Like, come on, man. Like, the NBA is just a bigger draw,
it's
man.
Just a business. It's all a business.
Company, bro. It is so what it is. So
they need to generate more interest.
If they generated more income, then they should get bigger salaries.
It's no way for them to generate more interest because...
Then the owner's just going bankrupt.
No, get me wrong. We are seeing bigger, faster, stronger athletes that are women. Like, it's a lot more dunking and all that I see online. Yeah, bro. I see a lot of women, like, a handful of women more than... Back in the day, like, Lisa Leslie did a dunk. That was, like, the only person that could dunk. Now it's probably, like, four or five women that can dunk.
In the WNBA?
Six, seven, eight, yeah. So, like... I mean, like, we watched Maya Moore dunk in high school. Like, you know what I mean? When she was at Collins Hill. So, like, you see more of it, but it's not just, like, astronomical numbers that's going to make me tune in. You know what I mean? Like,
business and sponsors.
So it's a business first. You can be in your emotion, but let's talk emotion versus logic. That's an emotional now, cry.
If I found out the numbers came back and these owners are making billions and billions of dollars and they're only making $100,000, then that's the difference. Then they'd be like, they deserve more money.
I'm speaking a little bit out of turn, but I know.
And it's not like a 20-game season. And I heard they go overseas and make way more.
I know a lot of the owners who might own the WNBA team probably own other leagues. Other professional leagues as well. Maybe they feel like they don't get the resources other sports do. So if they have the support and the resources.
You gotta have a draw to get those resources.
Sometimes it's like music. It's like, I need the right promotion. I need the right coverage.
If you play for Vegas, there's a Vegas team in WNBA, right?
Vegas Aces.
So.
Don't act like I know that.
If you don't got the, this question. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. What's a hotel in Vegas?
Harris.
Yeah. Okay, Harris, right? If Harris not interested, what can you do? They're not interested in sponsoring them. They'd be like, yeah, we like the Vegas, but let's talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. can we get a patch on their jersey right here? You know what I'm saying? Like, or. You know, it is what it is, bro.
Might
like,
have to.
Now, do I think that
somebody
they
somebody who has we, more knowledge on that to speak,
gotta
speak
deserve, up
for? We got to see how much money is actually coming in versus.
Yeah, I mean,
versus
I
what they're getting paid.
I agree. I guess I just wanted to hear the other argument because I can't make one for them.
Okay. I got one. Fox or Cap. Living the street life is a choice.
Sound like slavery, niggas. Hey Kanye.
Facts or cap. Like, can you be born into street life? Like,
facts.
Like you know how rappers be like, I ain't had no choice. Like, I ain't had no choice. Basically, that's where I got that from. I'm listening to a rap song today, and then it's like, I ain't had no choice.
I think that's a fact, man. I think there's options to get out, but I think if a kid, that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
Literally all they know, it's easy to say, oh, you should do this, should do that. I don't want nobody that don't have that same struggle that somebody had gave that person opportunity that made it out the street.
Yeah.
They had an opportunity. That one uncle that moved them out, or that one guidance counselor that picked them up every day, took them to the other school, or you had the intellect to figure some shit out.
Yeah.
But if your daddy was a drug dealer, your mom was on dope, all you know is gang street life. Like, I'm not talking about you live in fucking Gwinnett. I'm talking about just, that's all you know.
Yeah.
Like, especially maybe not back then, but I mean, maybe not now, but back then, you just grew up in the 80s, wherever, Chicago, Southside. Like, what else do you have? You were born into a street. You were a street nigga. So, it's like jail. You get taught those rules.
Yeah. So a while back, and I rewatched it today. I was born in the crib. So I watched a documentary with Quando Rondo. This is why I actually liked Quando Rondo before the whole situation. I already liked Quando Rondo, right? But I watched this story, and it kind of changed the way that I looked at things. Maybe because I don't come from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had my struggles. My family had their struggles, but I don't come from poverty. You feel me? I don't come from a bloodline of, like, criminals and shit like that, right? So I'm watching Quando Rondo, and Quando Rondo was literally failed from the jump. Like, his mom wasn't there for him. Dad wasn't there for him. He was basically adopted. He spent most of his life in jail, in juvie. You know what I'm saying?
What are you supposed to learn?
You know what I'm saying? And then he didn't make it past the sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even in jail. Like, you think if you're a juvenile, you're supposed to still get schooled in juvenile. He didn't go to school. He didn't make it past the sixth grade. So I'm looking at situations like that. Now, do I think for most people, like, some people come from the hood, but they still had choices. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still know right from wrong. Like I'm watching the Biggie movie, for example. I'm watching an interview one day with his mom, and she's like, Juicy said, I'm thinking back on my Run Rule Shack. Now my mom puts a hat with minks on the back. And they asked her, and she said that was an exaggeration. Christopher never needed anything. It's what he wanted.
Mm.
What made him turn to the street.
Mm.
So a lot of people want something. Like, it's hard to go to school and maybe you don't got Dewis Jordans.
Or, yeah.
And nigga make a joke on you. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to.
That's get a different type of. It's probably.
Yeah.
It's a different.
Now,
you're not starving, but.
Exactly. You
don't need to rob
a situation like Quando Rondo where you don't have no guidance. You never had no guidance. Nobody's ever told you right from wrong. Even when it gets to the point where you might realize, like, damn, this is wrong the way I've been living.
No.
It might be too late. You already spent time in facilities. Now you got felonies. Yeah, like
what the nigga tax on? Like he said, you can't. I have like the mindset of a criminal already.
Yeah.
And once you have that, it's still in you as a child. Right. The fuck? Yeah, once you realize you get 14, you see commercials, you start seeing different shit, you go, okay, I know that's probably not right, but it's all you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, right? I'm saying that's the way.
From a bloodline of criminals.
It's like just the way the fuck it is.
You live next door to a crack house, so.
Yeah, so.
What you think?
It just all depends on your upbringing. Like I said, you could have been that little kid where niggas be like, yo, I started trapping at 12.
Yeah.
That's all they knew. So once you get in it, it's hard to get out of. So let's say your cousin said, hey, I need you to run this down the block. Now, that's your job at 12 years old. You're in it.
Yeah.
So it's not like you made that choice. Yeah, you're going to listen to your big cuz because your big cuz is telling you what to do. But I get where you're going with the question. Like, yeah, it's still a choice at the end of the day to be in the streets. If it depends on when you decide to get in the streets, honestly.
Then you can be born into the streets.
Yes, you can definitely be born into it. But if you wake up, at 17 and say, oh, I just want to be a gangster.
Nah,
I think if you wake up
at 10 and be like, oh, I want to be bad, that's a choice. But I'm saying if that's all you know,
I think my percentage is probably inaccurate, but let's say 95% of people, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Inner five cities,
but
bad.
I'm not saying that there's no poverty, but there some people in poverty have male figures, or they have dreams.
A lot of them do.
That's not even that. You get in it.
You know what I'm saying?
You get in it.
you get a taste of that money, it's hard to stop doing it.
Yeah, options. Like, go to school, learn, you might be struggling. But, like, a lot of people have an adult
it's like, my mom is a crackhead. My dad is not around. I don't know where my next meal's coming from.
I gotta get
this. I'm not worried about school. I have to make...
I gotta make money now.
No damn choice.
Yeah, that's not a choice.
You gotta make that money right now.
Them kids, they grow up like that. They grow up fast.
I was watching an interview with Rollo. And he was explaining why he named himself Rollo, right? And he was saying, like, this is why I say niggas is born into the streets. He gave two stories. One of the stories, he was saying, like, how he wanted to go to school. But his mom was on drugs, and she was up with her friends late at night, blasting music all times of the night. Couldn't get no sleep. And then he said, they asked him why he named himself Rollo. And he was like, his mom had a boyfriend, and the rent needed to be paid, or they were getting evicted the next morning. They had just moved to a hood that they weren't from. He said, fuck it, I'm about to go outside and take some or trap or whatever. And he got killed. But he respected the nigga because he did what he had to do to try to feed the family. Those type of situations, like, imagine being, now you're the man of the house and you're in a situation where it's like, I'm too young to get a job.
What the fuck I'm supposed to do?
You can try to go out there and sell some waters with your niggas. That ain't gonna pay the rent.
Meat meal 20 ain't gonna pay the rent.
Just gave you a 20. He just sent you a meal. He spit in your face and said, split it with 8 niggas.
Hey, don't touch my car.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. So, I do think in very rare occasions that the street life does choose you.
Yeah, or you could be
for the most part though
adopted, abused.
Yeah, exactly.
Drugs, it's not always just a like that type of crime.
Yeah,
like the idea like a street nigga come and rob somebody, it could be like a junkie.
Facts.
They ain't choose that life.
That's facts, man. Hey, so, man. Great pod today, fellas. Great pod today.
Beep that out.
Yeah, bleep that out.
Bleep that motherfucker out.
Bleep that motherfucker out.
It won't be too much promotion.
Episode Kobe.
Goddamn, we did this shit for Kobe.
Shut up. We out.